Welcome to Computing Lives, a podcast from the IEEE Annals of the History of Computing. When we look at the history of computing, we are often engaged in a detective story, a story that gives many tantalizing clues to events long gone and people now dead. In this episode, we look at the work of historian Brian Randell, work that he did when he came across a curious advertisement in the papers of computing pioneer Charles Babbage. Our mystery begins with the following problems. Mr. Charles Babbage, in the years 1821 and 22, designed a computing machine called the Difference Engine. This was a very simple machine that was designed to interpolate polynomials, an action that would be used to prepare tables for astronomical use. He was the only inventor at the time. His invention seemed to be so new, so radical, that few people fully understood it. Now, in the few years that followed, a father and son team from Sweden, the Schoitzes, were able to take a description of Babbage's engine and build one of their own. But we know about this one, we have documentation for it, and we even have the examples of the Schoitz difference engine. However, in 1834, it appears, or so the mystery would have us believe, that there was someone else in England who understood what a difference engine was, who understood how it might be used, and furthermore, thought they knew how to build it very inexpensively. With that, our story begins. The papers of Charles Babbage, those particularly held in New Zealand and Australia, contain one very curious item in Babbage's own handwriting, namely the text of an advertisement that appeared in the Times on March 3, 1835. This advertisement reads as follows. Calculating machines. The advertiser engages to furnish such machines having three orders of differences of 5, 2, and 3 places of figures respectively, and also capable of calculating any table of 6 places of figures with the third difference remaining constant. The price of each machine will be £40, and the advertiser will demand no money until the machine is delivered perfect according to the above conditions. Apply postpaid to Delta, care of Mr. Robertson, Mechanics Magazine Office, Peterborough Court. The handwritten text does not have a date indicating when it was prepared. It was therefore originally thought to be that the advertisement must have been placed by Babbage himself. However, a letter that is preserved among the Babbage correspondence held in the British Library reads, "My dear Babbage, the advertisement to which I alluded last night is in the Times of Tuesday, March the 3rd, front page, fourth column, the third advertisement from the bottom of the page. Yours very truly, etc." This letter, which is undated, bears an illegible signature. It has been marked by the cataloger, 3rd of March, ?1835, about calculating machine. This seems quite justified, since the details given of the position of the advertisement are correct, and the author has not thought it necessary to mention the year in specifying the date of its appearance. So who was the advertiser? His identity is equally hidden by the phrasing used for what is basically the same announcement in the April 11th issue of Mechanics Magazine. This advertisement reads, "Calculating machine. A gentleman who is known to us, and for whose scientific ingenuity we can readily vouch, has requested us to state that he will engage to furnish for a sum of not more than £40, a calculating machine having 3 orders of differences of 5, 4, and 3 places of figures respectively, and capable of calculating any table whatever of 6 places of figures. He will ask no money till the machine is delivered, perfect according to the above description." And he would not object to bearing himself half the expense on the condition of retaining a corresponding interest in the machine. Both of these advertisements are quite curious because they deal with machines that sound like Babbage's original computing device, the difference engine. This advertisement, just read, appears in the next week's issue. The next week's issue contains another announcement, although for what sounds like an air thermometer, a more common attic machine, not a difference engine like the one Babbage had designed. Calculating machine, another rival to Mr. Babbage. Sir, having seen some notice in the public papers of calculating machines invented at home and abroad, I think it right to state that I have myself invented one, which is exceedingly simple, and might be made at the same expense as a common clock or timepiece. I can find the 10th power of the 9 digits in about 20 minutes. In fact, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, the rule of 3, involution, evolution, and a few other rules may be worked with dispatch and facility. The parts of my machine do not require such a critical adaptation, nor are they so liable to get out of order as those of Mr. Babbage's machine. They may be made by any ingenious mechanic and worked by any wayfaring man, though a fool. I remain, sir, your humble servant, J. S. Holland, 3 Colt Street, Limehouse. At this distance, we have no idea who Mr. J. S. Holland might be. But there are, in actuality, further relevant items in Mechanics Magazine. The first of these, on the 16th of May, is a challenge to Mr. Holland to substantiate his claims. Mr. Babbage and his rivals. Sir, in a late number of your publication, I observed that one of your correspondents claims to be the inventor of a calculating engine, which will perform the operations of multiplication, division, and even do sums in the rule of 3. As this is a subject in which I take a considerable interest, I hope I shall be excused if I request a little more information. And first, I wish to learn whether this is a self-acting machine, a machine which, when once adjusted to perform an operation, requires an assistance from the mind, even the common operation of counting the number of turns of the handle, say, to know when to expect the result, is open to the objection of liability to error. If one turn be omitted, an error is induced into the calculation, and an error made by a machine is the more dangerous because it is unsuspected. I understand that Mr. Babbage's calculating engine is not liable to these objections, and that one great merit is that its results are the operation of the machine itself, and engraved upon copper plate with unerring certainty. Has the inventor of this new machine taken any steps to make it public or to secure the patronage of the government? Matters of this kind are of great interest, and many valuable inventions perish for want of early attention. I trust, therefore, you will excuse my troubling you on this subject. I remain very truly yours, P.S.C. Now, I should note that many correspondents in Mechanics Magazine use initials to identify themselves. At the same time, this is a mysterious person who seems to know Mr. Babbage and seems to know something about Babbage's machines. Next, we find an editorial comment on a recent American patent by one Daniel Kohler, which appeared in the June 27th issue of this magazine. This article ends, "The machine operates by means of wheels and pinions and the sums added and pointed out by indices. We do not think we should perform a service acceptable to our readers by attempting a description of it, more especially as the patentee has neglected to tell us what particulars its novelty consists, having made no claim in the whole affair being treated as though the Abacus and Babbage's machine, with all the contrivances intermediate in merit and time, had never existed." This is what we have by the early part of summer. On July 17, 1835, a very strange and serious letter about perpetual motion machines appeared from one W. Pearson under the title Self-Acting Machinery. It also contains a reference to Babbage's difference engine. The reader must understand that I have not made any of the above machines, not that I suppose there would be any great difficulties in the way, further than such as are incidental first to model making, as is cleverly explained in Babbage's Economy of Arts and Manufactures, but simply because I have not the means. Speaking of Mr. Babbage, reminds me of his calculating machine, which I believe government is now, and has been for the last 15 years, endeavoring to bring to perfection. Can any of your intelligent readers inform me whether it would be possible to bring my machine under the notice of the government? Finally, we have a letter that might be identified. It is possible, very possible, that this author is William Pearson, who lived from 1767 to 1847 and was a member of the Royal Society. He was also a keen astronomer and a maker of astronomical instruments, and one of the founders of the Astronomical Society of London. Hence, he would have known of Charles Babbage, who was also a member of that society. Unfortunately, we have no other connecting links, and we have no way of either proving or disproving this conjecture. Finally, in the following week, Mechanics Magazine contains a letter from someone else joined in the attack on Holland and summarily disposed to Mr. Pearson. Calculating machinery, the notice reads. Sir, I have been rather disappointed at not yet seeing any answer to what appeared to me a very reasonable question of Mr. P.S.C. on page 119 respecting the calculating machines. These machines were said to be invented by two individuals and noticed in your very useful magazine. Are we to conclude that they would not stand the test of such inquiries? I confess I see no other sufficient reason for the silence preserved by their inventors. Notwithstanding all that has been written respecting calculating machinery, comparatively but few persons seem to have a correct notion of its uses or of its great importance. But a machine which would make a series of calculations and print the results without the possibility of error, which would calculate and print tables for all the purposes for which science requires their assistance, with a perfection of accuracy which could not be doubted except by those whose ignorance deprived them of all right to form an opinion, would not do more for the advancement of human knowledge than the steam engine with all of its millions of uses has done for civilization and the happiness of mankind. This is a fact well known to persons the best able to judge correctly of the matter. Now, it has been confidently stated, and no attempt has been made to contradict the statement, that a machine of this kind has been invented and partly made, but that for some reason, which few persons know, and none will acknowledge, it has been laid aside and left to rust and go ruin for nearly 3 years. Does this arise from personal feelings toward the inventor, or from mere apathy on the part of those who ought to see it finished for the benefit of the nation, which has expended considerable sums upon it? Or have they arrived at the comfortable conclusion that as science has done without such assistance for so long, she may do without it to the end of the chapter? Yours and etc., S.Y., June 16th, 1835. P.S., the note reads. The best thing Mr. Pearson on page 300 can do is to publish as full a description as possible of one of his inventions, as he may rest satisfied and certain that if it will do what he supposes, the others will be immediately purchased at any price. Any one of them would make a man's fortune. S.Y. Now, one can presume that S.Y. is referring to two machines. First, the Delta machine, which was mentioned in that early letter, and then the Holland machines, although we should note that P.S.C. only mentions the latter. It is clear that Mr. S.Y., whoever he may be, is at once as suspicious of the claims concerning, and perhaps even the existence of, these machines as he is enthusiastic about Babbage's work. Of particular interest is the unusual understanding he displays of the importance of Babbage's difference engine being self-acting, and the way in which he takes the opportunity of campaigning on Babbage's behalf over the question of government support for the machine. Babbage started his machine nearly a decade before and had made many improvements on it as he had gone along, but still, the machine was unfinished. When we go back to this letter, we again are faced with a question. That first author, who was Delta? The most likely suggestion is that the pseudonym conceals the name of Alfred Deakin, who is known to have constructed a model difference engine based on the description of Babbage's difference engine, which was published by Dionysius Lardner in the November 1834 issue of the Edinburgh Review. Deakin's machine was, to the best of my knowledge, first mentioned in print in the anonymous introduction to a book entitled The Specimen of Tables Calculated, Stereo-Molded, and Printed by Machinery, a book about a difference engine, a machine very similar to Mr. Babbage's, that was built by the Scheutz father and son in Sweden. This introduction, which is written by someone familiar with Babbage's work, if not Babbage himself, contains a footnote that is in itself most curious. The article in the Edinburgh Review above referred to also suggests to Mr. Alfred Deakin the contrivance of a difference engine for the same purpose, but on a plan of construction very, very different. This machine is still in existence, although not in a finished state. It was intended to calculate consecutive numbers to 20 figures with 3 orders of difference, but on account of the expense, printing the result was not contemplated. Babbage did not know of Deakin's machine in 1835, as his autobiographical account makes clear. This book reads, Mr. Deakin of Beaufort House, Strand, whose mechanical skill is well known, made for his own satisfaction a small model of the calculating part of such a machine, which was shown only to a few friends, and of the existence of which I was not aware until after the Swedish engine, made by the Scheutzes, was brought to London in 1854. If this statement is correct, it would seem that Babbage, although aware of the advertisement shortly after its appearance, did not connect Deakin with Delta. Moreover, the factual details known of Deakin's machine are not wholly consistent with those in the advertisement, which are, in fact, closer to those of Babbage's own first small model of a difference engine. Thus, although there are no better candidates known to me for the identity of Delta, the case for it being Deakin is by no means certain. One alternative suggestion is that Delta might be Brian Donkin, an eminent engineer who was closely involved with Babbage and who, in the 1850s, constructed a copy of the Scheutz difference engine. Could there also have been someone else, perhaps in view of the date, similarly influenced by Dionysius Lardner's article or lectures, making difference engines in 1835? My efforts to answer this question have so far come to naught. For that matter, I am also at a complete loss to the identity of PSC, of SY, and even of J.S. Holland. Indeed, I find it difficult to be sure that Holland's claims at least were genuine, and were not intended just as a means of deriding Babbage's efforts and the many thousands of pounds of government money that had gone into them. Could it be that Delta's advertisements of a difference engine, priced at what seems to be suspiciously low, was not genuine as Mechanics Magazine apparently believed? These questions are perhaps more intriguing than important. But it would be nice to know if there had indeed been a real possibility of purchasing a cheap, reliable difference engine in 1835. What an effect that might have had on public opinion and official support for Babbage's work. So here we have the mystery. In 1834 and 1835, someone suggested that there might be a calculating machine built on the same ideas that Babbage had described. This machine was advertised in the public press and debated by people who were apparently not Babbage or not associated with him. Yet the mystery remains. We don't know the people, we don't know what happened, and we can't be sure of the outcome. It remains a detective story that needs to be solved. You've been listening to Computing Lives. This podcast is based on an essay by Brian Randell that appeared in Volume 3, Number 1 of The Annals. More about The Annals, as well as other publications of the Computer Society, can be found at www.computer.org. To find them, click on Technical Magazines. Other Computer Society podcasts can be found at www.computer.org/podcasts. If you have any comments, you can send them to podcasts@computer.org. We'd love to hear from you. The music, finally, for this podcast came from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. You can find it at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.